arrived. So the message today is very simple. Jesus says to us, it is good to be a good practicing Christian because we impact the world as we do so. We make the world a better place. We make the world the kingdom of God as we practice our faith. Those who practice the gospel make a big difference in people's lives and in the world. Now, I want to share three very powerful ways and things we do as we practice our faith every day. Believers who practice the gospel hinders the spread of corruption. After 3 years in my seminary training, I was admitted into the seminary, and I had to do a one-year pastoral program outside my state, so I came back. And my cousin and very good friend, who was very instrumental to my vocation, asked if we could go out for dinner. And we went out, and maybe it was long that he saw me. We got talking, and that evening he started talking to me how he met a girl and all the very horrible things they did together, and in great, great details. I was horrified, I was embarrassed. And when I left him that night, I said, I think I'm not doing something right. If he is very comfortable to share those kind of things with me, then I have to work on myself. There is something wrong with me. And I made a decision that I actually worked on myself, and that changed. Because last year when I went back for my vacation, and we were out again with my friends and my cousin, and I was the one doing that. There was a new music that was very popular in Nigeria. So they were teaching me, and I was dancing Zanko, and he was so uncomfortable this time. He said, you can't do that. Bless me, Father. You can't do that. So at that point, I know, okay, I've made my point. So the truth is, if we practice the gospel as Christians, it becomes very hard and difficult for people to use dirty languages around you to gossip, to curse around you, because they know that this is someone who has a serious relationship with God, and they know what it means for you. It is very uncomfortable for them to do that, to share any dirty talks and use curse words and foul language around you. That's what Jesus is saying, and that's what salt does. Salt is a preservative. Those who practice the gospel hinders the spread of corruption. Number two, believers who practice the gospel create thirst and longing and yearning for God. I remember this particular man who was very inspirational to me and a charismatic. Even as a priest, he's like my spiritual director. Every time I meet Brother Martin's honor, he just radiates holiness and graciousness, and I see he increased the longing of God for me. And that is what happens when we practice the gospel. When people encounter us, there is that longing for God because they have seen you, because they have had an encounter with you. That's what happens. And Jesus says, that's what we do. You know, salt creates thirst. And that is what believers should create in people who encounter them. Number three, believers who practice the gospel add flavor and beauty and color people's life with joy. And again, a very good example is a good friend in the seminary and a brother from my religious order. In the seminary, people call him hot temper because he will always tell you, don't you know I have hot temper? If you get to him and you want to maybe get something for him or see him, and he will always shock you with that. So, but he was the nicest, kindest, compassionate, joyful fellow in the seminary. He is so loved. And so we were having a good day together with our rector, and he saw Joseph. He said, Joseph Akonde, I hear people call you hot temper, but you are the exact opposite. And that's the truth. He is a very nice fellow. He just adds joy and beauty and color to your life when you meet him, when you encounter him. And that is what really happens when we practice the gospel. We bring blessings and joy to people's lives. Today, we will also be listening to our bishop speak about what you have been doing to bring hope and love and joy to people's lives by your sacrifice and contribution. So I want to invite Gabriel to help us as we listen to our bishop. Today is the CDA day, and your great work, your great sacrifice has been impacting lives, have been changing lives, have been giving people hope to continue to love God. So sit back and enjoy.